Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of What You Might Have Missed. Week 8 in New Orleans, a tough loss for the Packers. But here's something I never thought I'd say in 2014. Aaron Rodgers completed 28 passes for 418 yards, but Jordy Nelson only had 3 catches for 25 yards. How does that happen with one of the league's leading receivers? Well, the Saints made a concerted effort with their coverage to pay attention to Nelson, and it opened up things for some of his teammates. Let's take a look. Here we are late in the first quarter, and this is a look Nelson is going to see for much of the game. Here he is on this side, and the safety is all the way over by the numbers and 15 yards off the line of scrimmage, despite the fact that there's no tight end or running back on his side of the field. He's focused on Jordy Nelson. What this does now on a simple handoff to Starks is it creates an opening in the middle of the field that Randall Cobb is going to find, although the Packers won't find it right away. Two plays later, the Packers do find it. Exact same formation, exact same coverage, and this time it's play action to Starks with Cobb finding that open area in the middle of the field, and he's off to the races for 27 yards. Fast forward to the second quarter. Here's Nelson in the slot. He'll run a deep post, and at the point that he wants to try to split the two safeties, you can see that both of them are turned and running with Nelson. What does that do? That leaves tight end Richard Rodgers wide open along the sideline for a 22-yard gain and another first down. Very next play, it's lots of eyes on Nelson again as he runs a slant towards the middle. And at this moment, you can see both of these defenders are turned and running with Nelson. What does that do? It opens up the throwback screen to Eddie Lacy, who makes the catch and gains 13 yards and another first down. Unfortunately, the one time the safety did not lock onto Nelson, the Packers weren't able to take advantage. Here's the tail end of the drive we were just showing. It's 3rd and 20 for the Packers. Nelson in the slot will run a go route. Unfortunately, Aaron Rodgers needs to hang onto the ball just a tad longer because the safety here has committed to tight end Richard Rodgers, and Nelson has a shot for a touchdown pass down the seam. But Rodgers hits Rodgers over the middle to set up the field goal, and Jordy Nelson doesn't get the score. The Packers had a ton of offensive production, even without Jordy Nelson having his usual big game. The problems were simply the missed opportunities down in close. You can't say that holding Nelson to 3 catches for 25 yards is what won the game for the Saints, but I think it's safe to say they were determined not to let Nelson beat them. Thanks for watching, everybody. We'll see you next time.